Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dion Kanelson, the head coach of the LaCrete Lumber Barons, your NWGHL champion, LaCrete Lumber Barons. Second time in 3 years we've been able to say that. I guess, first of all, Dion, what was kind of the your reactions, I guess, on the kind of the season you guys have had in winning another championship here?
Well, you know, you don't want to sound like you underestimated the guys, but I think in the summertime we were pretty certain that we would be you know, taking a bit of a step back, maybe a bit of a rebuild year. We had lost a lot of players who had moved on to other things or aged out, and we kind of, you know, there's a lot of question marks around a lot of guys that they would end up coming. So, you know, we were pretty, you know, confident and prepared for a season where we'd be, you know, kind of fighting for, you know, top three, something like that. And obviously we ended up getting a lot of guys, a lot of players came return, like, you know, Nolan Cardinal, for instance, ended up getting cut from White Court. So we got him, and at the end of the year, we got Riley Gerbrandt for a bit from the GP Storm. So, I mean, you know, a lot of guys like that, you know, they came back, and then we ended up having a great season, and our rookies adapted really well. We had ended up feeling like we had a very deep team at all positions, forward, defense, and goaltending. So, you know, it wasn't on my bingo card at all that we would have the season that we had, but obviously, like, you know, we're all very excited about it and very proud of the boys.
You mentioned certainly you guys have to add some new faces to the lineup this year. Certainly Nolan Cardinal having the season he had, winning the Rookie of the Year award. There's also the trade you guys made, bringing in Ethan Fetcher from FSJ early on in the season. How quickly were you guys able to get kind of some chemistry going with getting the new guys fitting into the dressing room there?
Well, I think that was our strength this year, was just we had such a great room. Like, our leaders are just awesome people that brought the rookies into the fold, and I think everyone felt welcome, and I think there wasn't ever any infighting or any of that stuff. It was a pretty, you know, a pretty great group of guys. You know, everyone treated each other well, and they all, you know, loved playing with each other, and so it didn't feel like it took too long. Like, we had such good leaders, and it was really the most fun part about this year was just the atmosphere in the room and as everybody kind of came together.
Now, of course, you're getting ready for the provincials coming up in the first week of April. You do got a few guys, a number of guys still kicking around from the last time you guys went to provincials, including your team captain, Drew Friesen, who was the MVP of the playoffs. Will that veteran experience, you think, be sort of helpful getting ready for this next go-round with provincials here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, last time, I thought we had a great showing, but it was all like very new to us. Right now, we kind of feel like we know what to expect. You know, we have, you know, a decent number of guys that were there before, and definitely expect them to know what's going to happen and to know what needs to be done. And I think we're all prepared for the challenge. It is. It's going to be a very tough tournament. Those are all very good teams, and we're going to have to be our best to have a chance to win. But you know, I'm hopeful and confident that we'll be able to put our best foot forward.
Definitely one thing that stood out to me watching you guys this season is that you have a very team that's a very fast pace that really comes at you with a lot of offensive skill, and certainly you mentioned some of the bits on the depth there. How do you think your guys' style of play will be able to kind of translate against the competition you're going to be facing?
I'm excited. I feel like we play a little bit different style than a lot of the teams down there. You know, I see a lot of really good skating teams at this tournament, you know, but a lot more straight lines and lots of shooting mentality from them. I feel like we have some pretty great playmakers that can kind of play, you know, a bit of creative hockey. But, you know, obviously, like, I don't think we're going to be the fastest team there at all. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have to probably try to keep up. Like, it's pretty fast hockey down there. So, you know, I think we play pretty sound defensively, and I feel like the guys are bought into the habits that they need to be successful, and those translate to playing against any team. So I don't know. I'm excited about it. It's really fun to play new teams, and it's fun to play just good teams that you haven't seen before, and I think it will be a fun challenge.
So it'll be interesting to see how you guys fare in this. Dion Kanelson, head coach of the LaCrete Lumber Barons, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle.